you're asking what we can support. Yeah, and it varies. Yeah. Just get behind ordinary people. The fucking parties in the governing council have not been elected. They don't represent many people at all. No, Barzani, Talibani. But that you just mentioned the Communist Party and, you know, Sadr. I don't think Sadr is represented in the governing council. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, he's not. Are there forces we could support?
Yes. Ordinary people.
I mean, you say ordinary people, that's very good. And of course I support ordinary people of Iraq, but are there political forces that they want to support?
Yes, they are political. Ordinary people in Iraq are very political. They reject the governing council. But you're not, it's not going to, like, okay. Well, people are fucking sick of leaders, actually, in Iraq, and dictatorships and parties and manipulation. Most people reject parties. There's over 100 Islamic parties in Basra alone. You know, every man and his dog can have their own party, and most of them do. Well, not all of them, but, you know, there's a lot of parties. You know, anyone can have their own NGO, militia, or party in Iraq. And there's a lot of fake Islamic parties as well that have been started up by Ba'athists, because prior to the fall, Saddam Hussein called on his followers to join the occupation, join it itself. And, you know, there's evidence that this has happened because of the sophisticated attacks on Paul Wolfowitz when he came to visit, and other prominent American military people, the five Spanish intelligence agents that were killed en route. There are people in the occupation spying, you know, people very skillful, you know, people lived a social theatre, people very, very good at lying. You know, it's a matter of survival. People were told to join religious parties because that's where it was suspected that a lot of the resistance to any kind of neo-Ba'athism and the occupation would come from. And they were also told to join NGOs and international NGOs, and that has happened, let me tell you. You're asking what we can support. I would say maybe closest to our kind of left or anarchist politics would be the Worker Communist Party of Iraq.
What about Indie Media Iraq? Like, I'm not sure.
There isn't an Indie Media Iraq. There was supposed to be one. It was supposed to be set up. But I would actually... 99% of the country is alienated financially and technically from the internet. The only people who are going to be using the internet are, you know, upper-class Iraqi people. And, okay, they've got a lot to say, sure. But if you want a really representative voice... And it's hard, actually, because everyone's sort of trying to... I found that all the different parties and political groups that I did met really overstated their power and their influence. And everybody said, oh, Iraqi people think this, and Iraqi people think that. And I'm one of the people, right? And Iraqi people think this. And you just... Everybody's sort of speaking for, you know, in big generalizations. And it's really hard to sort of get to the truth because there's not any, like, statistics or anything in Iraq. And it varies dramatically from place to place. But Indie Media, yeah, there isn't really an Indie Media Iraq. There should be, but unless people are prepared to go with computer equipment to some of the poorest areas in Iraq and train people up how to use it and, you know, and have a sort of, you know, get into the sort of community structure of things so that regular reports are coming out from hotspots, crisis areas, poor ghettos, then you're just going to get a sort of ruling class interpretation.